Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday recounted emotional stories from the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting and advocated for gun control measures at the White House press briefing Tuesday. McConaughey is from Uvalde, Texas. Soft on crime, San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice, right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else.
Also in California, Democrat Representative Karen Bass and billionaire developer Rick Caruso are headed to a November runoff to become Los Angeles's next mayor. A former member of the Republican Party, Caruso changed his affiliation to the Democrat Party when he became a candidate in this election. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Another COVID-19 vaccine option is moving forward.
A more traditional kind of COVID-19 vaccine is one step closer to becoming the fourth option for U.S. adults. Advisors to the FDA voted Tuesday to recommend authorization of shots made by Novavax. It's a protein vaccine, a more conventional technology than the dominant Pfizer and Moderna shots, and the lesser-used Johnson & Johnson option. If the FDA ultimately agrees, the Novavax shots could be an option for adults who haven't yet received the vaccine. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
In other primary election news, retired U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Michael Franken bested his opponent to score the Democrat nomination for Iowa's U.S. Senate seat on Tuesday and will run against Republican Senator Chuck Grassley in November. Up next, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina will hold their primaries June 14th. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Soft on crime, District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who assisted crime makers in San Francisco, California, will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. San Francisco District Attorney Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice, right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else. And that's exactly what we are fighting to change. Over the course of the last 18 hours and 18 days and 18 months, I've been everywhere in San Francisco.
Yeah, you have.
We made more than 10 different stops today alone. I don't know how our campaign team squeezed them all in, but they did.
San Francisco Mayor Democrat London Breed will appoint an interim district attorney shortly after the Board of Supervisors accepts the recall election results. The mostly partisan January 6th Commission has hired a Hollywood producer to sell their primetime broadcast on Thursday to the American people. Nancy Pelosi refused Republicans on the panel once it was discovered they wanted to investigate the actions of lawmakers when President Trump wanted to bring in the National Guard before the event and was denied. Fox News has announced they will not be airing the January 6th made-for-TV broadcast Thursday. Many Republicans watching the partisan spectacle consider the hearings as rigged. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It is the day after D-Day, and we know that yesterday the president and the White House, I don't know, Rick Manning, did they forget all about D-Day? I mean, it was just like I guess one of those, I guess forgotten Super Bowl events that maybe happened in our lifetime that mattered so little. Is that the way they see it?
They are the least willing White House in history to acknowledge anything that reflects well on America.
And you know, this is getting
D-Day and D-Day. For those who don't remember, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, essentially risked everything to land on the shores of France to retake Europe. We had an offensive going on in Italy, but to beat the Nazis, to beat Hitler, he rolled the dice in bad weather and against fortified, really hard positions to drive out, with a note written with his resignation already in it if it failed, because of the massive loss of life that would have entailed for that failure of that. And the massive loss of life that occurred by people who stormed onto beaches, over bodies of dead, the people who stormed on the beaches before them, that, you knew that 10 people, 9 out of 10 people were dying who were in that same vessel that you were in, landing vehicle that you were in. It is an amazing act of heroism, amazing acts of perseverance, amazing acts of just total commitment, and to beat Hitler, to beat Nazism. And that is something that America did, and it's something that Joe Biden chose not to recognize.
If there was any one singular event, Rick, talking with Rick Manning, and I think about it, if there was any one singular event in history that occurred that represents freedom, bravery, America's exceptionalism, it's D-Day, isn't it? I mean, without D-Day, we don't have a free America. We don't have countries, trying to emulate America's freedom and trying to, the results of World War II would have been so totally different. I mean, forget about it. We America's history would have probably stopped dead in its tracks at that point, don't you think?
Yeah, we certainly have no idea how World War II actually ends under those circumstances. If the Germans are not forced to fight in France on a Western front, do they repulse the Soviets on the Eastern front? Are they able to put more effort into and more manpower into Italy and repulse Patton and and the troops coming up through, and the tank corps and the troops coming up through Italy. It is a, you know, if the war is a two-front war, you know, does Hitler win? Does Hitler, is Hitler able to sustain a, you know, sustain him and, you know, his, himself in power? How many people were, who were in, death camps die who were liberated? The, how many Americans are dead on the shores of France and America says, no more, we're not doing this. Let's find a way to carve up Europe. Who cares what Hitler does? Not our, not our problem. See, there are so many ramifications. Does England sue for peace?
Right.
I mean, there are so many ramifications that we don't know in an alt universe where brave men went and fought in absolutely impossible circumstances and somehow overcame impossible odds to take cliffs that were impossible to mount.
Exactly.
To, yeah. It was a, I once taught a, it was a sub in a history class, American history class. Mm-hmm. And one of the kids asked me, his interview, asked me, you know, well, actually said, the reason that we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki with the atomic bomb was revenge. Okay? And the, and it was about this time, it was about a couple of days before June 6th, and it was June 5th, actually. I know that because the next day was Saturday. I say, why lunch? I'm giving you an assignment. Tomorrow, watch the movie D-Day. You know, the one from the, that was from the 60s, 70s. Watch that movie and then come back and tell me why we didn't want to have to invade invade Japan with land forces. Okay? Watch that movie and see what happens. And then just get, come back and let's discuss why we did that. The, it is a, the fact of the matter is America saved the world in World
exactly.
War II.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Joe Biden is old enough to know better. And quite honestly, politically, what was in his interest? What was in his interest was to go to the graves in France. The Americans left behind in France, and there's massive American graveyards with all those white crosses.
Right.
And go there and pay respect to the greatness of America and the sacrifice America is willing to make for freedom, and give a speech about sacrifice, about doing things for the, you know, every one of these people had their own dreams, and yet they lay here in the cold sod of Normandy, and talk about those dreams that people might have had and how they sacrificed those dreams because freedom was important. And you can put that in any context you want. And, you know, you can twist to the left, you can twist to the right. It's not, but he didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how far out of touch they are. And it's, so it was a perfect political opportunity, if nothing else, that was completely and totally ignored.
And what does it do to the generation coming up, Rick? It's a lost moment for them and for us to share this rich history of what freedom was all about, that you had, you know, hundreds of thousands of men, of servicemen, willing to put it all on the line for the sake of liberty. The freedoms that we have today, I mean, we just, you know, honored a Memorial Day. And so many of those men in World War II are part of the memory and the sacred appreciation of what Memorial Day represents. And you've got a president of the United States that is so, I mean, to say that he's disconnected and blind in that, I think it's worse than that, Rick. It is worse than that, that his worldview has been so altered in such a way that America means so little to the President of the United States. Who would have thought that we would ever be here at this point in time with a president with this kind of mindset?
I certainly wouldn't have. I would commend anybody to go to D-Day Normandy Beach Bodies on Google and just look at the picture. Mm-hmm. of what the sand art of the fallen men on Normandy Beach, at the Normandy, how many?
Exactly.
It's overwhelming.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Gosh, I got to tell you, my brain is a bit scrambled, so I apologize to you up front. Rick Manning is doing everything he can to bring some order to this conversation. Rick Manning, of course, the president of Americans for Limited Government. This is just so frustrating, Rick, that, such an important day, and this is what's happening. I just feel like our country, it's just slipping through our fingers, and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and AOC and the ilk are doing everything they can to debase and just, you know, tear the underpinnings and the morality, the quality, the very heart and soul of America and America's history. They're just ripping us apart and ripping it away from us. And as if that's not enough, guess what? Just like they did to the J6 Patriots, they're going to come after us. They're not going to be happy until anybody that doesn't agree with them, anybody that wants to hold on to any American exceptionalism, any part of this great, rich history that delivered freedom to the world, until we're all incarcerated or we're in chains, they're not going to be happy.
Well, you know, Bill, I think the key is if you start out as the 1619 Project from the New York Times, puts out there, start out from the premise that America was founded as an evil country and there's no, and is evil in its very foundation. And the premise is that America was founded on slavery and for slavery and by slavery, and nothing else matters in American history but slavery. And that's essentially the essence of 1619 Project. But if you believe that America...
It's not even intellectual, Rick. Rick, it's not intellectual. This is what people need to understand, right? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it isn't intellectual. The point wasn't to get to the 1619 Project, but the point is, if you have a point of view that America is evil at its core, then you cannot reconcile that with thousands of acts of heroism, self-sacrifice, to create freedom around the world, to being the beacon of freedom in the world. They can't reconcile those two things. So they have to deny the beacon of freedom. They have to deny the heroism. They have to deny the positives, all the amazing sacrifices made throughout time for freedom that Americans have uniquely made, because we don't act out of imperialism. We act out of a desire to create free people and allow people to have self-determination. That is counter to what they have to believe about America. Otherwise, their entire narrative fails. So when Joe Biden doesn't go to Normandy Beach and honor the American war dead on June 6th, 2022, it's not because he forgot. It's because the people around him do not want to remind Americans that America is a great pump, a great country who dies on beaches around the world, not to conquer, but to free people from those who have conquered them and have enslaved them. And that is counter to their narrative. They cannot have that story be told. And that's why every single one of your listeners has to tell that story. We can beat them when we tell the story of American freedom. When you take this picture that I talked about before the break of Normandy Sand Art on D-Day, okay, which shows the sand art of all, a bunch of how many people fell on Normandy Beach on June 6th, 1944. And when you take that picture and explain to every single one of those people had hopes, every single one of those people had dreams, and every single one of those people sacrificed those hopes and dreams for the freedom of people they did not know against an enemy they had never met. That is American sacrifice, and that defines American exceptionalism. It's why World War II generation is the greatest generation, and it's why the millennial generation will never experience that, because sacrifice is counter to what they've been taught. And unless we reinstill that in American spirit, unless we create a sense of awe at the willingness of people to sacrifice their hopes and dreams so that others might be free, until we reestablish that, we've lost America. But that's something every single one of us can do. Simply show, look up this picture, put it on your Facebook page or whatever, and tell people the story of why it's there. Because America is the greatest country on earth. It's not because of presidents, not because of generals. It's because of people, everyday people, who sacrifice for the freedom of others. That's why America's the greatest place on earth. And they cannot deny it. They can attempt to suppress it. But don't let them win by having them not excluded from the knowledge of our children and grandchildren.
Rick, why would they do this? Why would this generation do this if they had not experienced, even through some rough times. I mean, you look back, you know, historically on our country and the timeline, the things that we had gone through, you know, a Great Depression, the Roaring Twenties, all this stuff, the you know, the stock market crashing, all this stuff. But yet here it comes down to that heightened and valuable aspect of liberty. And even in spite of the tough times that all America went through leading into World War I and World War II, they realized that America was still a better country and we had more to offer. And it wasn't that we were, you know, looking, as you said, we didn't go in with an imperialistic mindset. It was just saying, hey, look at, we've appreciated freedom. We have realized the benefit of liberty and what it does in terms of being able to be all that you can be. And we want that for everybody. That was the spirit. That was what was in their heart, was it not?
Yeah, that was, you know, the fact is America has always been a country, at least historically has been a country, that has been very slow to go to war. Americans want to be left alone. We want to, you know, live our lives. We don't want the government telling us what to do. We don't want to bug you. We don't want you to bug us, okay? That's the that's essentially how Americans want to be. But when freedom is at stake, Americans step up. That's the history of America. When the Barbary pirates were oppressing American seamen in the Mediterranean, in North America, North Africa. Mm-hmm. We sent troops there to suppress them and to make Americans free. That was Thomas Jefferson. That's the beginning. We had people come from farms all over America, all over the North, to fight a battle so people who they did not know and did not look like them could be free. That's the Civil War. So these people have people who sit there. You know, World War One. It wasn't our war until it was. At which point we sent lots of men to die in places that they had never even dreamed of being in, and didn't care about. But they died there because keeping Europe free from Germany overtaking all of Europe was important. 20 years later, they were back in the same darn places doing the exact same thing again because the politicians failed in the interim 20 years. We had the Soviet Union, which was controlling half of the world, and under their thumb. And we spent 40 years in a Cold War, developing, putting people around the world, fighting minor battles in places, you know, in places that you would never want to be. But we went to Vietnam. We fought in Vietnam. Why? Because the rest of Asia falls if Vietnam falls, and it did. We fought in Korea, and the politicians said you can't win, and divided Korea. The men who were fighting wanted to win, mm-hmm. and even if it meant taking on Mao Tse, a very very young Mao Zedong who hadn't established power in China at the time, who was fighting us, by the way. So when we talk about this stuff, the problem is Americans stand for freedom. It's our leaders who oftentimes fail. And unfortunately, in this particular instance, the leader we have in the White House is failing.
Rick, because most of the people understand that our freedoms come from God. And when you have government bureaucrats that believe that they are in control of the levers of freedom, that starts to get you on the slippery slide in where America finds itself today in the 21st century. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick.
Massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday recounted emotional stories from the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting and advocated for gun control measures at the White House press briefing Tuesday. McConaughey is from Uvalde, Texas. Soft on crime, San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice, right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else.
Also in California, Democrat Representative Karen Bass and billionaire developer Rick Caruso are headed to a November runoff to become Los Angeles's next mayor. A former member of the Republican Party, Caruso changed his affiliation to the Democrat Party when he became a candidate in this election. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have Bill Pasco with us, the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, but like you, very concerned about this incredibly humongous caravan that is on its way to our southern border. Thank you very much, Joe Biden.
You know, we keep hearing from the Biden administration that they don't want illegal immigration. And every time DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas goes to Capitol Hill, he says, with a straight face, that's the amazing part, with a straight face, he says, no, the border is closed. The border is secure. And yet we're talking about 8,000 a day who are showing up. We're having encounters with 8,000 a day,
yes,
or more, that are coming across the border that we know are getting away. And then there's literally, God only knows how many are coming across the border that we don't know are getting away. You know, because we don't have 100% coverage of the border, for gosh sakes. But 8,000 a day now we've got in this caravan. It could end up being the largest caravan ever to transit Mexico and arrive at the United States at a single point of entry. They're talking about maybe 15,000 people showing up in a couple of weeks. At one of the Texas points of entry, maybe McAllen, Texas. I scratch my head and I think, how can the Biden administration tell us with a straight face that they aren't encouraging this? The very first thing they did on day one, Joe Biden took his hand off the Bible, watched a parade, and then went into the Oval Office and started signing executive orders that very first day. And one of the executive orders he signed ended the Remain in Mexico policy. Another executive order that he signed said, we're not going to deport people automatically. And then a couple of weeks ago, they announced, or excuse me, a couple of months ago in April, they announced that on May 23rd, we were going to end the Title 42 policy, which they've been using to keep about 2 million people from coming into the United States and claiming asylum. I mean, for goodness sake, everything they've done, every action they have taken is an action that sends a signal south of the border. Hey, the border's wide open. Come on up. The water's water's warm. The water's fine. Come on in.
Yeah, bienvenidos is what's being said to them. And they're coming in mass numbers. Even Fox is reporting on this bill. As you and I discussed earlier, it's the largest ever migrant caravan of 15,000 people that's gathering in Mexico. And you know what happens? This snowballs. I mean, that 15,000 is a snapshot today. But by the time they get to the border, I mean, we could be looking at numbers that are so incredible. And you got to know that the cartels are going to take full advantage of that. They're going to storm our border in such a way to make sure that the mules that they need to get through, carrying drugs, human trafficking, and other evil things into our country, they're going to make sure that our border patrol is overwhelmed so that they get across the border and into our country the things that are most important to their evil deeds, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have lost operational control of the border to the Mexican drug cartels. And you're right. It's not just drug trafficking. Now it's human trafficking. They're smuggling people into the United States. They're smuggling people in the United States for the purposes of sexual networking. What we might call in another age, we might call that slavery, sexual slavery, for crying out loud. And yet it continues.
Yes.
You know, there is a study that came out just last week from the Center for Immigration Studies. It says in the first 16 months of this year, 1.35 million illegal immigrants came into the United States. That's about 85,000 a month, just a little under 3,000 a day. So they're telling us on the one hand, oh, we're stopping 8,000 people a day at the border. We're encountering 8,000 people a day. Yeah, but what you're not telling us is that while you're worried about the 8,000 that you're stopping, there's another 3,000 every day that are coming into the country that are getting through, that are getting over the border and into the interior of the country. This is going to change the face of this country. It adds costs for education. It adds costs for health care. We've got taxpayers who are already working hard to pay for their own families. Now they've got to be saddled with the burden of paying for illegal immigrants who cross the border. And God only knows what that does to the crime problem, for goodness sake.
All you got to do is look at California. Case in point, I mean, the demography of that entire state, the Golden State, has changed as a result of open borders and sanctuary cities and all that they've been embracing over the last two decades, at least, Bill. And California is not the same. I mean, I was born and raised there. I left there, 13, 14 years ago. Four of my sons are still there. And needless to say, I pray for them and I pray for their safety because of the kind of things that are impacting that state. And they could care less. I mean, it is incredible to me the approach of law and order, or I should say the flat out ignorance of law and order that, as far as the Democrats and the Biden administration is concerned, it's irrelevant. And we're going to end up paying a humongous price on so many levels, as you said, by way of human trafficking, the impact that the cartels are having. I mean, they are controlling the flow of people into our country. I mean, they are making billions of dollars. Thank you very much. Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels.
Very good. Unfortunately, this is the most lawless administration in history. You know, Jenny Bath, my boss at Tea Party Patriots, wrote a column just last week where we went back and we tracked just in the first 16 months of this administration, he's been struck down. His decisions have been struck down more often by federal courts than any other president we could find in the same period of time. That's a truly remarkable statement. And what's really even worse is that Biden even acknowledged last year when he was getting ready to extend the eviction moratorium that the CDC had imposed that said that landlords couldn't evict tenants who couldn't pay their rent. So we're interfering with private property rights. Okay, if you can't evict a tenant who hasn't paid his rent, then, you know, does the bank that holds the mortgage on your on your rental property? Are they going to turn around and say, well, don't worry, you don't need to pay your mortgage if you can't collect rent? No, you have to continue paying the mortgage on your rental property.
Exactly.
So we're interfering with private property rights there. Biden actually said, during the period when he was thinking about it, he said, you know, every lawyer I've talked to tells me that I don't have the authority to do this, but I'm probably going to do it anyway, just so we can delay the amount of time before the tenants actually get kicked out, because somebody will have to sue us, and that'll have to go through the court system, and we'll keep appealing, and so we'll buy ourselves a couple more months. And I just thought, wow, what a cavalier disregard for what actually the law is. He takes an oath of office. The President of the United States takes an oath of office to faithfully execute the laws. He takes an oath to faithfully execute the office of president. Later in the Constitution, it says that the president's duty is to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. That means he's supposed to enforce the law and he's supposed to follow the law. And in this case, he's not doing either. It's truly remarkable, but I guess that's what you can expect from a guy who finished 76th in his class of 85 students at law school.
Well, and we know, Joseph Kennedy said, that even in the animal world, doesn't follow the weakest animal. But yet here we are in this country following somebody that is so weak and feeble and compromised. It is just hard. It's just absolutely brain numbing. The absence of reason and intellect in this whole deal. I mean, this is a purposeful deconstruct of everything that America has stood for, the great idea, the aspirational idea that is spelled out in our U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, Bill Pascoe.
You know, talking about a weak leader, the president is in California this week leading a so-called Summit of the Americas. Except it's going to be a summit of the Americas where the president of Mexico refuses to come. And we haven't heard, we've got the vice president, Harris, is on the phone with the presidents of Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, trying at the very last minute to get them to come. Because, hey, you know, it's a party here, guys.
Hey, Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington. Bill, thank you as always. Appreciate it, buddy. Keep up the great work.
Always good to be with you, Bill. Take care.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Companies around the world are adopting new technologies in an effort to meet their sustainability goals and manage the effects of severe weather and climate change. IBM recently unveiled a new suite of AI-driven software that offers companies environmental insights to help get ahead of these challenges. The IBM Environmental Intelligence Suite brings together weather, climate, and operational data along with AI innovations from IBM Research. The software can help organizations prepare for disruptive weather and climate events while also providing insights to help with environmental objectives, compliance, and reporting. Kareem Youssef, General Manager, IBM AI Applications.
Business operations and the environment are deeply intertwined. Not only are companies coping with the effects of extreme weather disruptions on their operations, they're also being held increasingly accountable by shareholders and regulators for how their operations impact the planet. IBM is bringing together AI and hybrid cloud to help businesses create a more resilient and sustainable future.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/sustainability.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Christian Malinsky is going to join us in just a moment. Apologies to you, by the way. I said Joseph Kennedy. I've been Senator John Kennedy. I keep the Kennedy's names and everything. I don't know why it does that to me, but of course I was referring to John Kennedy and his quip about, you know, even in the animal world, they do not pick the weakest of their brood to follow. They always pick the stronger one, but here we are in America today, scratching our heads and wondering what the heck happened and how did this take place. Another one of my favorite quips that Kennedy has been noted for, he says, if you trust government, you obviously failed history class. I mean, you know, don't you love this about Kennedy? He just knows how to, you know, bring it down to its lowest common denominator. It's very simple, Chris. Chris Chmielewski joins us now, the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. That's about where it is, right? If you trust government, I think, you know, it was Ronald Reagan said, hey, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. You know, some of the most worrisome words or comments or, you know, knocks on the door that you could ever have, right?
Yeah. For sure. And, you know, pretty much every single issue, including ours, immigration. Yeah. Do you really trust what's happening down on the southern border right now from the federal government? Not really. I don't think so.
Well, at every turn. And the thing is that they've got full control of this. And fool, I spell F-O-O-L, not F-U-L-L. It is absolutely foolish what they're doing. And, you know, again, we can debate for what reason. The fact of the matter is that it's diabolical. It is not to the benefit of the citizen, certainly not the benefit of the migrant coming into this country to come here and kind of be forced in the shadow, told that they get free health care. But even all that only goes so far. And let's not even consider that many of these migrants who come in are beholden to the cartels. And last time I checked, the cartels aren't the kind of people that we want over for Thanksgiving dinner, are they?
Well, I don't. Maybe there are a few out there that do, but I certainly don't. And yeah, well, I mean, what you're hearing stories about the cartels giving up their drug trade because they're making more money smuggling people into the United States. And, you know, now we hear we've got a new caravan of 15,000. It could be the largest one in history making its way in. And if the Biden administration figures out a way to let most of those in this 15,000 person caravan stay, should they make it, to the U.S.-Mexico border, then, oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine what's going to come in behind it.
Well, exactly. Well, listen to what these migrants are saying that are part of this caravan. They're saying that their understanding is that they've been invited to America by Joe Biden. I mean, who's telling them this? And I'm not hearing anything from Joe Biden or Mayorkas or anything from this administration, much less the czar herself, saying, wait a minute, you guys got it wrong here. This is not, you know, we're not putting out the red carpet for you. You know, there is a legal way to come into the country, but that's just been obliterated. And here we are going to once again experience our borders, our border personnel being overwhelmed, Chris. I mean, this is so dangerous on so many levels, because it's not just all a bunch of young women and kids. I mean, what we're seeing more and more are fighting age men, young men that are coming in. They're dressed in camouflage outfits. I mean, what would that indicate, that they would come in such a surreptitious way? What would that just on its face tell you?
Right, right. And you know, to your point, you bring up a good point that early on in the surge, when the numbers were smaller than what they currently are, you had both VP Harris and Biden, for that matter, and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, maybe they didn't buy into what they were saying, but at least they were saying, hey, don't come here. Coming illegally is right. The wrong way. You don't even hear that from them anymore. They're not even trying to discourage people from coming here to the United States illegally. So it's just pretty amazing what's going on here. And yeah, they're just turning their backs on American citizens right now. They're letting in everything. They're letting in people who are going to take job opportunities away from American workers who are trying to get back into the labor market that's not looking so strong right now. They're adding extra burden onto taxpayers who are already dealing with high gas prices and high food prices and high prices on everything pretty much across the board. And then of course our security and safety, 42 known terrorists have been released in the United
right.
States. They think they know where they are, but really, do you trust the federal government right now on this particular issue? Not so much.
Right now or ever, is what it comes down to. And, you know, our founding father says that part of our citizenship, endemic to our citizenship, is to question authority. And of course, we know right now the sentiment is how dare you question Nancy Pelosi? You know, we've got places for you. You know, we got the J6 hotel that we can put you up in because you would dare question us. But that's part of our position as we the people. Our constitutional right is to question authority and to hold them into account. But, you know, they turned the org chart upside down and they put themselves on top, and they have become a very dangerous ruling class, and dangerous in the sense that it absolutely upends our constitutional rights on every level. And look what happens. I mean, they can't even deal with gun control. So now you got to get an actor come to the White House and talk about gun control. What does that tell you?
Yeah. And it tells you that their own people can't convince the American people on this particular issue or make an argument defending their position. They got to bring in somebody else to do it. But, you know, these are the same people you hear it from. You brought up Nancy Pelosi. You hear it from her almost every day. She thinks Democrats are going to gain seats when the elections. I'd love to see what polls she's looking at that are giving her such confidence that Democrats are going to perform well. But, you know,
what polls or how many mules do they have set aside to do what they did in 2020?
Right.
This is the deal, and this is what has everybody kind of a little bit on pins and needles. As you talk about trusting the government, we're not sure to trust our local states that they have secured the vote to such a degree that will keep, you know, voter fraud to some manageable level. And I say manageable level because voter fraud has always existed. It will not go away 100%, no matter what we do. There are those in our government, in and around our government, that just want to cheat. And they'll do anything. They don't care about jail. They don't care about, you know, any consequence whatsoever, because many do not get realize any consequence whatsoever. And here we are stuck in a situation still wondering whether or not that the 2020 election was legitimate. On its face in raw numbers, I don't blame people for questioning it. Because, you know, to come up with a conclusion that Joe Biden, just in numbers wise, okay, just in numbers, forgive me, but Joe Biden getting 81 million votes, 10 million more votes than Barack Obama, an iconic political figure, Joe Biden is going to get 10 million more votes than Barack Obama. You've got a president who, an incumbent president who gave us a robust economy, energy independence. He gets 10 million more votes than he did in 2016, and he loses. I mean, on its face, I mean, all the statisticians are just, you know, they don't even want to talk about it, Chris, because it's just not feasible. But
right,
Democrats found a way to do this, and this is why Nancy Pelosi has predicted that there's not going to be any red wave, that she is going to be there, she's going to be holding on to the gavel, she will remain in power, and the Democrats will have a stranglehold. And I don't think that, it's anything about their policies, because their policies, even when they were trying to sell them to their own constituency in the primaries, hasn't sold very well. It's fallen on its face. But they continue to back everybody in a corner, control everything, whether it's our treasury and, dare I say, the whole voting process to such a degree that I don't trust them. I really don't trust them, and I only hope that a red wave would come, number one, and number two, if that is to happen, those that are in that red wave, those elected officials, that they have the audacity to actually go in and serve the American people and not serve themselves and be so concerned and beholden about getting reelected that they subordinate the reason why the people elected them and sent them to Washington, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, yeah, and that's what we as an organization, Numbers USA, is trying to communicate right now, especially to GOP leadership, is that when you look at the polling of the most important issues amongst Republicans and independents, of course, the economy and inflation is first, but immigration is coming in at third or fourth. It's a top five issue for Republicans and independent voters, whereas for Democrats, it's usually in the bottom. It's more around like 10, 11, 12, or even lower than that. Democrats just simply don't really care that much about immigration, which is part of the reason why I think the Biden administration just feels it can do whatever it wants, because it's not going to lose its voters on the issue.
Yeah.
But,
well, let me tell you, they're putting
independents care. Yeah. So I hope Republicans, you know, learn that message and do something rather than just, you know, talk about it.
Well, I think the Democrats are finding out, maybe not, they're still delusional, this whole deal, but this is why a lot of Hispanics are leaving the Democratic Party,
right,
is because immigration is an issue for them, because where do these migrants go? You know, they don't go to Nancy Pelosi's zip code. They're not, you know, going to Washington, D.C. Right. to camp out. They're going into these local communities where they know the culture, they're familiar for the most part with the language, and they can assimilate at that level, and they end up, because they don't have the wherewithal and the monetary support, they end up being a burden to those local communities. And the Hispanics are saying, hey, this is not right. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase of...